אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, פרשת שלח לך.
We're reading from Zohar Lam, portion of Shlach Lecha, article Pillars and Wheels, article 244. You can send questions on cup.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Zohar Lam, Pillars and Wheels, article 244.
Well, what should I say about the intentions? The light that reforms comes. What do we want it to do? How can we open up for it the path? What problems do we want to present before it? In what way do we want to see them as being corrected? All of that we have to know well. And the words that we are now going to read, those are secondary. That's one attitude. Usually on the condition that a person has a problem that greatly disturbs him, that is standing before him, a problem of correcting his relationship, his attitude, then what one is reading in the book is some sort of a background music. So he puts his problem before him, and it constantly doesn't move away from him, and he's only thinking about that, how to correct that. If the problem is not so emphasized, doesn't quite stand out before him constantly, then there is another form of his connection to the study. Let's say he wants to enter the study, and within the study, to see, to check what is his connection with the upper system. Certainly, then we're talking about how does one discover the upper world, how the light affects him through the upper world. So this is about the upper world, meaning my inner world. It's always the case that something that is additional in a world, it appears to us as being more external. In spirituality, something that is added, something that is more advanced, that is in the future, it's more internal. It's deeper and deeper inside of me. So when I hear or when I read something from the Zohar, and in general, all of the holy books, and really, in general, all books, even not the holy ones, later I'll see that it all belongs to a single system, because one does not do anything in this world, a person does not do anything except as a result of a hand that is directing him from above. So, I might depict the whole Zohar as that this system is all inside of me, with all of these different forms and of relations between the desires and thoughts and actions. And the more this system will be clear, disclosed to me, then accordingly, I'll be a part of it. And within my participation, I'll discover there an inner force that is relating to me in such a way. And that would actually be the revelation of the Creator. So there could be all kinds of different forms while reading the Zohar. Either, like I said now, or as I said earlier, and there will be some other ones maybe. The main thing is to nonetheless ascribe everything to oneself. Well, let's try. And in all of those forms, it couldn't be that the group, the books, all the things that we read would be disconnected from the study, because then it becomes simply just an external study. The more the study is internal, then the whole world, all the dwellers of the world, everything that happens are in the study as well. They're in that system as parts that are composing it. So please, go ahead.
Article 244/2. These are the pillars that rise and play a song of the orphan, that his name was not remembered. As it is written, sing a song for the Creator, a new song, because he made wonders. Is there an old song? But it is a song that until now the angels did not praise, because it is new. New, because the one who renews his youth, the boy Matat, praises him. Matat is called new, because he renews his youth always, because he is cleaved unto Shemesh, the sun, Zeranpin, and does not part from him. On the other hand, the Sitra Acha, where there is no novelty, as it is written, and there is nothing new in it, because he is old and worn out and does not renew. 245. Sarah was renewed with gentleness, because her degree, female, made it happen, as it is written, after I was worn out, I became renewed, and my master was old. Edna is attraction of Upper Eden, Chokhmah. And because it attracted on her, on the aspect of Nekeva, it says Edna with Hey. And therefore it's written, she was and not he was. 246. And my master is old. Is it because he is old, he is not worthy to give birth? Surely old people give birth. But she did not say about him a small thing. When she said, because that old person, which is a Sitra Acha, who has no novelty and no new births, Avraham does not renew, does not give birth. Because if the Sitra Acha would have birthed new offsprings, he would blur the world. And because of that, the Creator replied, why did Sarah laugh? Will I give birth and I'm old? Meaning that the old of Sitra Acha rules over Abraham. And it is written, and Avraham is old and very old. Meaning the scriptures calls Abraham old. But the scriptures say old, very old, that he comes Baba Yamim, which is comes in those upper Yamim of Zeranpin that renew their youth like eagle. And therefore, in the name of these upper Yamim, this song of the song that we sang to the Creator is a new song, is a song of that new one, Matat, that is cleaved on the upper Yamim of Zeranpin, the upper days of Zeranpin. And the rest of the song is right, and his sacred arm helped him, that new one, which includes the right of the upper king, Zeranpin, and his arm, the left. And it is written, his right and his sacred arm. 247. Up until here, he interpreted the song of the pillars that rise upwards. And now, he interprets those pillars that descend from above downwards, that play also and say a different song. Let's say a different song without an author, which its name was not remembered. And what is it? It is a song of thankfulness, which is without an author also. 248. The light of the pillars seems as a single light. And when they reincarnate, in every pillar they see five wheels of light. And these pillars are hollowed from the inside. And when they rise and descend, flames of fire come out of them, splendid flames come out of them. And above every pillar there are three apples, or three colors coupling them, red, green, and white. And every color, scalding prominent letters are spewing out green fires and are never quiet, and there is no one who will stand on them and will attain them. Perfection comes in 12 degrees, Chug Tum, which in each one, three lines. The section, Malchut, receives these 12 aspects from Tanhi of Zeranpin, and they're called within her 12 tribes. And similarly, all of Israel is divided into 12 tribes, and every tribe receives from the aspect against him in the 12 aspects of the section of the Malchut. Openings, apertures, are the screen that divides between Keter and Chochmah and Bina and Tum. The screen that descends brings down Bina and Tum to the lower degree during the Katnut, and returns and brings the Bina and Tum together with the lower degree that connects to it during the Gadlut. This screen is like an aperture for the lower one, because without this screen, there would have been no reality where the lower one could have entered the upper one and receive its lights from him. The souls of Israel are from the world of Briah, which are the lower degree of the Malchut. And it is found that the screen that is below Keter and Chochmah in the 12 aspects of the section, which is the Malchut, brings down during the Katnut Bina and Tum that are in the 12 aspects of the Malchut to the 12 tribes of Israel. And that screen returns and brings up during the Gadlut Bina and Tum with the 12 tribes of Israel to the degree of the section of Malchut. And it is found that the screen that is below Chub in every aspect in the section is the aperture through which to bring up that tribe in Israel, that Bina and Tum of the same degree were clothed in it during the Katnut. In that section, there are 12 apertures, according to the calculation of the tribes of Israel. 12 screens below Keter and Chochmah in the 12 aspects of Malchut, that is called Azara, where the Bina and Tum of every aspect is clothed in the corresponding aspect in the souls of the 12 tribes of Israel. In one opening, it is written Reuven. And so, for the rest of the tribes of Israel, are written above those openings. Because in the screen of every aspect, the corresponding aspect exists in the 12 tribes of Israel. He who entered the opening where it's written Reuven, if is from the tribe of Reuven, he, that in Bina and Tum of the same aspect is clothed in it during the Katnut, they receive those openings. That during the Gadlut, during the sight that the screen raises the Bina and Tum, it is found that he is also raising that tribe that is connected from the Katnut in the Bina of Tum. And if not, those openings expel it outside. And if he is not connected with Bina and Tum of that aspect, he could not bring it up, because he has no contact with it. And they will be carved and they will be known, each one and one. During the Katnut, each one is carved from Bina and Tum in the corresponding aspect in the opening of the Azara, in the screen. Because during the Katnut of the Masach brings down to him the Bina and Tum of its corresponding aspect of Malchut. And in the Gadlut, the screen raises it because Bina and Tum of its aspect are found in it. Four Sefirot of Tanhida Zahanpin are clothed in the Malchut in the section, and they are included one of the other, in a way where each one of Tanhi is included from four Sefirot of Tanhi. And being the Mochin of Bina, each Sefira is counted as 100 Sefirot, as the Sefirot of Bina. And you find three Sefirot of Nehi, which are 300, and Tiferet, which are not whole, but only from its Chazeh and below, sometimes counts as half a Sefira, 50. And from this aspect, four Sefirot of Tanhi are 350. And sometimes we calculate Tiferet into 3/3, that the upper third extends until the Chazeh. And from Chazeh downward, you find 2/3 of Tiferet. And these 100 are divided between them, you find 35 of them in the upper third of Tiferet until the Chazeh, and 65 in the 2/3 in Tiferet below Chazeh. And you find four Sefirot of Tanhi that are 365, 300 from Nehi, and 65 from the 2/3 of Tiferet. And the reason is that the upper third has one part and 2/3 more than the lower part of Tiferet, is because the keter of the 2/3 of Tiferet, of the lower Tiferet, which is the Chazeh, is considered the raglaim, the legs of the upper third. Therefore, 365 pillars of scalding light are in each side of those four sides of the section, because the Yesod of Zahanpin is called Amud, pillar. And being included of Tanhi, it has 365 pillars. Four sides of the Azara, four winds of the Azara, are Chug Tum of the Malchut. And each one is included from 365 pillars that are the aspects of the Yesod of Zahanpin. And the Yesod of Zahanpin is called Chai. And all these pillars are called living pillars. 365 living pillars, because their light is never standing still in a single place. That all the pillars are always in coupling with the Malchut. But one time they rise and one time they descend, because there is no coupling except in Da'at. Therefore, before every coupling, the Yesod rises to Da'at. Because all the Mochin of Zahanpin come from the decisive, from the decision between the two lines of Bina. Since because Chabad of Bina come out through Zahanpin, that became the middle line, Da'at, to unify Chub of Bina, even the Zahanpin merits those Mochin of Chabad that caused the Bina. And the main force of decision in Zahanpin to unify the two lines of Bina is from the force of its Yesod, the screen of Chirik, the Masach de Chirik in it. And the judgment on the left of Da'at, of Zahanpin, there is bestowal and reception. The bestowal is called Yesod. Reception in them is called Malchut. And it is found that the Yesod caused the Mochin of Chabad of Zahanpin, and the entire measure of the light that the lower caused in the upper, the lower is also rewarded. Therefore, after Zahanpin received Chabad from Bina, it is considered because the force of decision that in Da'at of Zahanpin is Yesod, it is found that Yesod is the cause to bring Chabad in Zahanpin. Therefore, Yesod was rewarded with them as well, because everything that the lower causes in the upper, the lower also is also rewarded. And therefore, the middle line in Chagat of Zahanpin, that the strength of decision in him is the Yesod, therefore, the Yesod also was also rewarded in them. Moreover, in its own place, Tanhi of Zahanpin. And because of that, the Yesod of Zahanpin was included of the abundance of Mochin of Chabad of Zahanpin, and the abundance of the Mochin of Chagat of Zahanpin. and from Netzach and Hod of Zer Anpin. And he draws them to its place, to the aspect of Yesod of Zer Anpin. And from there, he bestows them to the Malchut. And before every bestowal that Yesod bestows to Malchut, he needs to renew. But he needs to ascend anew into the Dat of Zer Anpin and the side between Chub of Zer Anpin and receive from the abundance of Gar. And after that, he descends to Hagat, and after that, to its place in Nehi. And after that, he bestows to the Malchut. Therefore, it was said that all the pillars, these ascend and these descend, that they ascend all the way to Dat to receive the abundance of Gar, and after that, they descend and they give this bestowal into Malchut. And even though there is a difference between ascending and descending, because they rise with the strength of the dominion of the right, because they would like to diminish the left and include it in the right, and as they come down to bestow to the Malchut, they bestow from the left, because the Malchut requires the abundance of the Chochmah of the left. Even though, also, despite of that, they do not delay each other, and each one is doing as it's needed. And the revelation of the upper lights are drawn in the song. Those that rise strike each other, and those unite in the two lines of Chub. And striking means uniting and coupling that comes through the force from below, the Yesod. And they play this tune, the song that reveals the abundance of the three lines of Chabad, and also those that descend play. Those who ascend play the song without an author. Sing a song, a new song to the Creator. That the revelation of the lights that are drawn by the ascension of the Yesod from new to Dat is a new revelation that the angels did not know about it to praise it, because in every ascension, a new abundance is drawn that were not there in the worlds. New because the one who renews his youth, the boy Matat, praises him, and Matat is Merkava for the zivug of Yesod de Zer Anpin and Malchut, and he is the first who receives the illumination, this new illumination that Yesod attracted from above. And from it, all the angels receive. And Matat is called new because he is cleaved onto Zer Anpin, the sun, Shemesh, and never separates from him. And therefore he is the first who receives the new abundance from Yesod of Zer Anpin. And this is different than Sitra Acha, where there is no novelty. Because in Sitra Acha, there is no Moach of Da'at, where Yesod rises and renews the coupling at each time, and it comes through the coupling, through this coupling, new illuminations and new offsprings. But they only have two Mochins, Chub alone. And because they lack Da'at, their Chub, nothing new came out of their Chub, but that measure of illumination that is absorbed in their Chub, in the beginning of their formation, they repeat and return at each time as they were in the beginning, without addition, until they are considered that they are worn out from use. Therefore, it is said, he is old and he is worn out and he does not renew. If he walks, he goes and is worn out like an old man whose strength leave him until he wears out, he wilts and he departs. This song, or the song, sing for the Creator a new song. Now the pillars play as they rise to Chabad. It's the song of that new one, Matat. And even the pillars play it, because they renew with new abundance when they rise to Chabad. And this is, as the scripture continues, his right arm helped him, salvaged him, and his sacred arm salvaged him, that new one, which includes the right of the upper king, Zer Anpin, and his arm left, which is the second taste. It's the second reason that the pillars, Yesod of Zer Anpin, play this song when they rise. because the text speaks of the decision of the middle line, where that new one, Yesod, unifies the right of the upper king and his sacred arm, the left, when it ascends. And these pillars, who descend from above downwards, also play, and they say a different song, and it is the psalm of thanks, since it is written, "Praise the Lord, the entire land, the country." And because those pillars descend to bestow to Malchut, this is why they say it. The light of all 365 pillars is a single light, because they are all the aspect of Yesod. And when they incarnate, when they light in the illumination of the lines, that is called Gilgul, then the Yesod is included of all Kachabtum, that is on the side of the Chasadim, is called Chagat Na. And in every pillar, there can be seen five wheels of light, because each one of the 365 pillars includes then Chagat Na. In truth, Yesod itself is not the sixth aspect, because there are no more than five aspects. That on the aspect of Chokhmah, they're called Kachabtum, and from the aspect of Chasadim, they're called Chagat Na. But the Yesod is not an additional aspect on top of them, but only an inclusion which includes those five aspects. These pillars, they are all hollowed from the inside, meaning that there is no toch and tochen aspects in them, because aside from those five aspects, there are no additional aspects of the light. And they're considered that they are hollowed without any shape of light. But they have two aspects of judgments, of right and left, that Yesod carries them. Because this is why it was considered the left of Da'at, because the decisive one includes the right and the left. And just like the right of Da'at includes two lights of right and left, so the left of Da'at includes the two judgments of left, of right and left. And they are called splendid, Kaftova Perach. Because the judgments of the right, the Yud that entered in Avir, in the air, Cholam, is called Kaftor, Otiot Kafat O. Because the light was tied in the right with the force of those judgments. And the judgments of the left, that the light of Chasadim, parts from them, and they remain in Chokhmah without Chasadim, that cannot illuminate. And because of that, they're called Perach, flower, from the word pricha, blossom, that the lights depart from there, fly away from there, because even the Chokhmah does not illuminate. And another reason is because the entire force of the left comes when the Yud exits from Avir and returns that same point of Shuruk. And therefore, the Yud flies in the air and departs. That's why it's written, when they ascend and descend, blazing fire comes out of them, just like Kaftor Vaperach, which are the two aspects of judgments. Right is Kaftor, small is Perach. The pillars in the section are the foundation, are the Yesod of Zeranpin. The Zohar interprets now that the shape of the abundance that is affixed on the aspect of Yesod to bestow to Malchut. Because even though there is no aspect of bestow like the other, and every bestow is a new form that the Yesod bestows to Malchut, even so, there is a new form that is fixed and includes all the bestows in the world, that is obligated in all of them, which is the full shape of those 12 aspects. Their content is four Sfirot Chubtum or Chugtum, and in each one, three lines, and three times four are 12. And we'll go to the next part of the lesson.